She was someone I liked, and I knew she would have slept with me, but finally I didn't do it. We had been working together at the law firm for several years. She was 2 or 3 years younger than I. Her job was to take calls and coordinate everyone's schedules, and she was very good at it. She was quick, and she had an outstanding memory. You could ask her anything, and she would know the answer. Who was working where, at what, which files were in which cabinet, that kind of thing. She handled all appointments. Everybody liked her and depended on her. On an individual basis, too, she and I were fairly close. We had gone drinking together several times. She was not what you would call a beauty, but I liked her looks. When it was time for her to leave her job to get married, she had to move to Kyushu in connection with her husband's work, several colleagues and I invited her out for a last drink together. Afterwards, she and I had to take the same train home, and because it was late, I saw her to her apartment. At the front door, she invited me in for a cup of coffee. I was worried about missing the last train, but I knew we might never see each other again, and I also liked the idea of sobering up with coffee, so I decided to go in. The place was a typical single girl's apartment. It had a refrigerator that was just a little too grand for one person, and a bookshelf stereo. A friend had given her the refrigerator. She changed into something comfortable in the next room and made coffee in the kitchen. We sat on the floor, talking. At one point, when we had run out of things to say, she asked me, as if it had just then occurred to her,
"Can you name something, some concrete thing that you're especially afraid of?"
"Not really," I said after a moment's thought. "I was afraid of all kinds of things, but no one thing in particular."
"How about you?" "I'm scared of culverts,"
she said, hugging her knees.
"You know what a culvert is, don't you?"
"Some kind of ditch, isn't it?" I didn't have a very precise definition of the word in mind.
"Yeah, but it's underground. An underground waterway. A drainage ditch with a lid on. A pitch-dark flow."
"I see," I said. "A culvert."
"I was born and raised in the country, in Fukushima. There was a stream right near my house, a little stream, just the drainage from the fields. It flowed underground at one point into a culvert. I guess I was playing with some of the older kids when it happened. I was just 2 or 3. The others put me in a little boat and launched it into the stream. It was probably something they did all the time, but that day it had been raining and the water was high. The boat got away from them and carried me straight for the opening of the culvert. I would have been sucked right in if one of the local farmers hadn't happened by. I'm sure they never would have found me."
She ran her left index finger over her mouth, as if to check that she was still alive.
"I can still picture everything that happened. I'm lying on my back and being swept along by the water. The sides of the stream tower over me like high stone walls, and overhead is the blue sky, sharp, clear blue. I'm being swept along in the flow, swish, swish, faster and faster, but I can't understand what it means. And then, all of a sudden, I do understand that there's darkness lying ahead. Real darkness. Soon it comes and tries to suck me down. I can feel a cold shadow beginning to wrap itself around me. That's my earliest memory."
She took a sip of coffee.
"I'm scared to death," she said. "I'm so scared I can hardly stand it. I feel like I did back then, like I'm being swept along towards it, and I can't get away."
She took a cigarette from her handbag, put it in her mouth, and lit it with a match, exhaling in one long, slow breath. This was the first time I had ever seen her smoke. "Are you talking about your marriage?" I asked.
"That's right," she said. "My marriage."
"Is there some particular problem?" I asked. "Something concrete?" She shook her head.
"I don't think so," she said. "Not really. Just a lot of little things."
I didn't know what to say to her, but the situation demanded that I say something. Everybody experiences this feeling to some extent when they're about to get married, I think. "Oh no, I'm making a terrible mistake." You'd probably be abnormal if you didn't feel it. It's a big decision, picking somebody to spend your life with, so it's natural to be scared, but you don't have to be that scared.
"That's easy to say. Everybody feels like that. Everybody's the same," she said.
11 o'clock had come and gone. I had to find a way to bring this conversation to a successful conclusion and get out of there. But before I could say anything, she suddenly asked me to hold